Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is one of the people we turn to when we want to be more successful financially in our business, especially more profitable. She's the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is literally one of my top five books of all time. The Ugly Truth About Managing People, that's another one. The Ugly Truth About Cash, if you haven't read that book, you probably are more in peril in your business than you know. And she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to have you here. I love the way you think, Ruth, as you know. I love the way you think about cutting to the chase, getting to what's important. And you've got three questions that we need to ask ourselves this year, in the new year. And we need to ask the questions and we need to answer them. As Polonius said to Falstaff, to thine own self be true. You got to answer them honestly.
Yep.
What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I couldn't resist the double entendre between, you know, 2020, i.e. 2020 vision. 2020
That's right. Oh, yeah. No,
vision.
It's perfect.
You know, and I couldn't resist that and then said, okay, none of us have a crystal ball. It would be really cool to have a crystal ball and have perfect vision.
I do. You didn't know that? Okay.
So, you know, what do we need to do to make sure that we get our goals and what we really want done in 2020? And it really evolves into three questions. What do you want to do? Why do you want to do it? And how are you going to get it done? And, you know, the really cool part about this is, and I don't know why this works. You might know why this works. But many years ago, I had a business owner in one of my classes that used to be called BOSS, Business Owner Survival School.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I made them do in class was write down their goals for it was Jim Rohn's goal setting process.
Yeah.
Write down their goals for, you know, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and then, you know, crystal ball it to 10. And the guy did it, and he went home, threw the goals in the drawer, and forgot about them, supposedly. So a couple of years later, he opened his desk drawer to clean it out and found the goals, and he was shocked that he had actually accomplished most of them. And so
wow.
He sent me this long email.
It was in his head.
You know, just the fact of writing it down helps you get going towards the goals. Obviously,
I've said this for years, that there's something about what you think, what you want, what your goals are. There's something about those things looking back at you from a piece of paper. There's something powerful about that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And I don't know what it is. I'm not a metaphysical person or anything like that. All I know is it works.
Yeah.
So my first request to everybody or you know, suggestion for everybody is write down what you want. I mean, what do you really mm-hmm. want to do this year? You know, my thing has always been I don't do it at this time of year. I do it in July because I set my 45-year goal when I was 55 in July. Right, for July 4th, you know, Independence Day and everything else mm-hmm. like that. So that's when I do my goal setting for the next X number of years. So it's been really interesting. But the people who write it down actually get what they want more often than not get what
they
want.
Well, see, this is like a business plan. You know, people talk about the fact that, you know, you do a business plan, you put it on the shelf and you forget about it. But the truth is that it came out of your head. Well, your business plan came out of your head. There's no reason to believe that just because you wrote it down, it came that it's not in your head anymore. But writing it down codifies it. It promulgates it, to use a political term. It somehow
yeah.
codifies and promulgates it. And by writing it down, you actually took the time to form the idea to establish it somewhere, and even if you never go back to it, if you never pull that drawer open again, you thought about it enough to write it down, that is an imprint. That's an imprint on your brain. And as you're operating your business, you'll do more of it than you think.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, everybody looks at the business plan and says you put it on the shelf and don't use it. I mean, all you got to do is write down three pages. What are your goals?
Yep.
What do you want to do from a marketing advertising perspective, and what were the results? And then the third page is your budget. I mean, it doesn't have to be this 35-page document. It can be, unless you're looking for funding, all right, with that caveat.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of us, all we got to do is write down three pages and throw them up on a wall, and you'll get it.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Ruth, I need your website, please.
My best website is www.ruthking.info, which has everything that I do on
Ruth
that website.
Ruthking.info. Is that got the profitability revolution there, too?
Yep, everything's on there.
All that's there. The books are there, folks. The Ugly Truth books and the Courage books. And there's another Courage book coming out. Pretty excited about that one. Right back with Ruth King, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.